This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. government is laying out its sweeping plan to make COVID-19 vaccines available and free to all Americans, assuming a safe and effective vaccine can be established. At a briefing Wednesday, President Donald Trump said he's releasing a distribution plan for the moment the coronavirus vaccine is actually ready.
Power of American industry and also our military. This is the largest, fastest, and most advanced vaccine distribution effort in American history by far.
Despite the president's announcement, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden said at a news conference, President Trump still is not taking the pandemic seriously.
Folks, the president's first responsibility is to protect the American people. And he won't. It's utterly disqualifying.
The wildfires ravaging the west coast of the United States have filled the region's skies with smoke and soot, compounding a public health crisis already posed by the coronavirus pandemic. Officials and scientists have described the blazes as unprecedented in scope and ferocity. The fires have spread smoke across the nation and even into Europe Wednesday. Dozens of fires have burned some 4.5 million acres in Oregon, California, and Washington state since August. At least 34 people have died while thousands of homes have been destroyed. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. The Federal Reserve vowed Wednesday to keep interest rates near zero until inflation is on track to overshoot the U.S. central bank's 2% target. That's at least through 2023, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says there have been signs the economy is trying to get back to pre-pandemic levels.
A full economic recovery is unlikely until people are confident that it is safe to re-engage in a broad range of activities.
He says it depends heavily on the ability to get control of the virus. Public input is suggested.
Following the advice of public health professionals to keep appropriate social distances and to wear masks in public will help get the economy back to full strength.
Powell says with roughly 11 million people out of work, he supports more spending by Congress to help the economy recover. Congress is deadlocked on a new economic relief bill. Ed Donahue, Washington.
New Zealand's economy plunged into recession for the first time in a decade Thursday, posting a record contraction in the June quarter due to the coronavirus pandemic, as Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern heads into next month's general election. The reporting period covers April to June, coinciding with a strict lockdown that began in late March and began easing in late May. The head of Libya's UN-recognized Government of National Accord said Wednesday he plans to step down within 6 weeks as part of efforts to broker a peace agreement. Libya has endured almost a decade of violent chaos since the 2011 NATO-backed uprising that toppled and killed veteran dictator Muammar Gaddafi. The GNA head has battled against a rival administration in eastern Libya led by strongman Khalifa Haftar. Both sides have since met for peace talks in Morocco after last month announcing a surprise ceasefire and pledging national elections. A top official in Barbados said Wednesday the country should become a republic and leave its colonial past behind. This after the Caribbean island nation said it wants to remove Britain's Queen Elizabeth as its head of state. A former British colony that gained independence in 1966, the nation of just under 300,000 has maintained a formal link with the British monarchy. Polish fur farmers and kosher meat producers protested in Warsaw Wednesday against new legislation going through Parliament with the support of animal rights groups. Poland is the world's third biggest fur producer after China and Denmark, according to activists, and a major exporter of kosher meat to Israel and Jewish communities in Europe. The legislation would ban the breeding of animals for fur, a major industry in Poland, and stop exports of halal and kosher meat. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.